Redemption is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
The Afternoon Main News Bulletin, brought to you by the Public Service Pension Fund. Public Service Pension Fund, keeping your pension promise.
Go digital with PSPF. Accessing your pension services just got easier. Introducing our new mobile app and USSD *3434# service. Now you can manage your pension anytime, anywhere. Don't miss out. Download the Public Service Pension Fund app today or dial *3434#, available on Airtel, MTN and Zamtel networks, to access all your pension needs. Digital and secure your future with the PSPF mobile app and USSD *3434# Public Service Pensions Fund, keeping your pension promise.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us for the main news. We apologize for bringing the news late. The headlines. Borokoso District Hospital records major drop in maternal deaths in 2025. Civil Society Consortium calls for dual process in DEC Archbishop matter. And foreign news, fear and uncertainty sweep Venezuela after U.S. operation targets President Maduro. And in sports, Cameroon and South Africa set for high stakes AFCON round of 16 clash. With the news in detail, my name is Faith Zulu. Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development says it has trained artisanal and small-scale miners from over 1,000 cooperatives across the country. The training is conducted in three phases during the last quarter of 2025, with sessions held in Mufumbwe, Kasempa, Solwezi and Mpika districts, each running from 21 days. The program was aimed to promote responsible mining practices, safety and full compliance with mining regulations. Following the training, all participating cooperatives were issued with artisanal mining licenses, marking a major step towards formalizing the artisanal and small-scale mining sector. The ministry says the initiative enhances productivity, environmental protection and community relations, while equipping miners with skills in safety standards, mineral processing and legal mining operations. Now, this is according to a statement issued by Shangwinda Tembo, Principal Public Relations Officer at the Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development. Vice President Mdale Nalumango has visited flood victims in Lumezi District who were displaced days ago and currently being sheltered at Kazembe Primary School. In her address to the over 70 families, the Vice President assured them of the government's continued support while long-term solutions are being sought. She also said tents will be supplied to the victims. Ms. Nalumango further called on citizens in flood-prone areas to relocate to higher grounds. Furthermore, the Vice President expressed the government's sadness over the loss of a life in the course of the disaster. According to Zanice, Chief Kazembe has also appreciated the government for the timely assistance rendered to the flood victims. The traditional leader said a total of 25 villages have been affected. He further called on the government to help the affected families with inputs, as they had also lost their crops in the disaster. Now, Borokoso Town Council in Northern Province has announced a significant reduction in maternal mortality at Borokoso District Hospital for the year 2025. An evaluation of maternal health services at the hospital shows that a total of 1,240 deliveries are recorded during the year, including many emergency referrals from surrounding districts. Despite handling complicated obstetric cases, the hospital recorded only one maternal death in 2025. Now, this translates to a maternal mortality ratio of about 81 per 1,000.